This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now a dispatch from the front lines of the mobile shopping revolution. Consumers, armed with smartphones and tablets, are changing the way stores market, set prices, and track customer tastes. And as NPR's Steve Henn reports, brick-and-mortar retailers are worried.
Best Buy lives in fear of this guy.
My name is Ave.
Ave Lysine and a group of his friends were walking through Stamford Mall last week. Their cell phones clutched to their hands. Recently, Lysine was shopping for a video game.
Went to Best Buy, looked at the price, was like, yeah, I'm sure I could find this cheaper online.
So he whipped out his smartphone and scanned the barcode.
I found it cheaper, so...
There's a word for this kind of in-store comparison shopping.
People are being what's called showroomed.
Brian Wargo is co-founder of a startup called Nearby Systems.
Everyone knows they're being showroomed, but they don't know by who, for what products, when it's happening, what type of consumer does that.
When you shop online, marketers are following every click. But when you walk into a store, they know almost nothing about you. What retailers want is information. And inside a drafty warehouse in Menlo Park, less than a mile from Facebook's sprawling new headquarters, Wargo's company is using mobile technology to try and give it to them.
It's tracking my iPhone right now, so it's using Wi-Fi, which gives us about 10 meters of accuracy.
Mark Jampgard is Nearby Systems' chief technology officer and co-founder.
Wi-Fi can make large errors, and so we're augmenting that with the video surveillance system that's in this warehouse.
So our challenge was take what we already have, and most stores have Wi-Fi and they have video for security and things, and kind of mix those two signals together to come up with something that's more accurate.
Wargo and Jampgard have created a mock-up of a big box retail store. There are fake shelves, the floor is laid out in a grid with blue masking tape, and there's a network of security cameras overhead. But instead of tracking real customers around this space, they're tracking a group of little robots.
One of those little vacuum robots?
It's not quite the vacuum robot, but it's a little. It has a web interface and a little video camera so you can see where you're going. You can drive around.
All right, you gotta break this out for me.
Those robots spend hours cruising around, towing cardboard cutouts of stormtroopers and Boba Fett holding iPhones.
That's awesome. All right.
Wargo and Jampgard use this technology to track their stormtroopers or real people to within a couple of feet of where you're standing. Retailers could use this to build an app to guide customers through their store aisles to specific products, or even deliver discounts and coupons based on where you're standing in any particular store.
The vision everyone has for this technology is that, you know, you walk in front of the sodas and then Coke and Pepsi in the background are going to bid up to figure out who can send you that coupon.
This technology could also let stores know if you're on your phone checking prices or even buying something from someone else. It could give those retailers who are being showroomed a fighting chance to win back your business before you walk out. It could save you money. But Wargo says...
People need to opt in. People need to agree to be tracked or provide location-based services, or we're not going to do it.
I think you're really walking a fine line there.
Julie Ask is a mobile marketing guru at Forrester Research. She says most new mobile shopping apps are making more or less the same bargain with their customers.
Between how you use the information that you have about consumers that you've collected in a way that seems helpful, that adds value, that makes me smile and say, yeah, you know what, I'm having a better day. I like this. This helped me today versus something that seems very creepy, as if I'm being watched or followed.
Ask says when you get this trade-off right, consumers love it. She's totally comfortable scanning her prescriptions into a mobile app created by Walgreens.
This is about refilling a prescription in less than 20 seconds.
Back at the Stamford Mall, Ave Lysine and his friends agree. Fandango has an app that tracks your location everywhere you go. And
it'll tell you movies starting within an hour nearby you.
That'd
which is
cool. Yeah. That would be helpful, for sure.
Most customers are pretty comfortable giving up all sorts of sensitive information, or not so sensitive information, if they feel like it's being used to help them and believe it's not going to be abused. So right now, brick-and-mortar stores are trying to figure out ways to get all of us to share more and more personal details through our mobile devices as we shop. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.